Be sure to keep tuning in to Q93 as we count down the minutes to a whole new radio station. We're currently under construction, but before long, you'll be able to enjoy all your favorites on 92.7 FM.
Good evening. Well, we all made it through the countdown to the debut of Galesburg's newest radio station. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Roger Lundeen, General Manager of Galesburg Broadcasting Company, the new owners of Q93. Our company has been operating WGIL AM since 1938 and FM 95 WAAG since 1966, and we're now building on our solid local foundation as we also begin operations of Q93. There's been a lot of talk around town over the last couple of months as to what should become of Q93. Does Galesburg need a classic rock station, or should it be oldies, light rock, or alternative music? Well, I'll tell you what we've decided in just a minute, but first, a little bit of history. Q93 began broadcasting to the Galesburg area in 1979 to complement the light, elevator-type music of its daytime-only sister, WAIK-AM. I remember listening that day in January of 79 when Q hit the air. Galesburg finally had its own rock station. The kids loved listening to the Top 40 music and listened every night to hear their friends call in and shoot the breeze with nighttime DJ Bud Houston. Back then, Q was cool, and it stayed cool into the mid-80s. But since then, Q93 has seen many changes, from hard rock to light rock to classic rock. Q93 has tried to attract many different audiences, at various times kind of trying to be all things to all people. But it's no longer cool now like it was during its heyday in the mid-80s. So what's next for Q93? Well, we're determined to build another cool station for Galesburg. No, that doesn't mean we're going to play the oldies from the 50s and 60s like that other cool station. And it also doesn't mean we're going to play all the rap and dance music that the teenagers like. But what it does mean is that we've built a station designed for the adult rocker. So if you like to rock with a classic artist like the Stones, the Doors, Van Halen, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Boston, and U2, you're going to like what we've got planned for the new 92.7 FM. And if you like to rock with some of the 90s bands like the Foo Fighters, Stone Temple Pilots, Blues Traveler, and Collective Soul, then you're going to love what we've got planned for the new 92.7 FM. Well, now here we are, July 3rd, 1997. It's officially over. Q93 has seen its day and is now a memorable part of Galesburg history. Welcome to the new 92.7 FM. It's a brand new rock station for Galesburg and all of Knox and Warren counties. From Aerosmith to Soundgarden, from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Pearl Jam, it's the total rock and roll experience. Get ready to roll your tape recorders and capture our exciting commercial-free Independence Day kickoff weekend. Now, broadcasting from our brand new state-of-the-art digital studios in downtown Galesburg, welcome to the new 92.7 WLSR, The Laser.
This radio frequency is now the domain of 92.7 WLSR, The Laser. So sit back, turn up the radio, and listen this 4th of July weekend as we blow out our killer music collection and give you the total rock and roll experience from A to Z, non-stop and commercial-free. This weekend, we celebrate the birth of our nation. A country where we value our liberties, our independence, and our rock and roll. As we also celebrate the birth of the Laser this weekend, it'll become very evident that we too believe in the two-party system. We party all day, and then we party all night.
Living like crazy, loving like mad.
The total rock and roll experience is now on 92.7 WLSR, The Laser.
Time to waste, there's too much to lose. WLSR. Get the total rock and roll experience on the Laser.